We like to do things by the numbers. We're all about commerce and community. Welcome to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, the natural choice for all your banking needs. Now for the host that's always on The Upswing, Jeff Sherman.
Now, to business, gentlemen.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. Happy Tuesday. 1 week after the election. How's everyone feeling? You got to feel good. That is the only way to be, no matter what side you're on. Nothing constant but change in life, so embrace it. Onward and upward we go. We're going to look at the world of automobiles today. Inventory and sales challenges, digital transformation, kind of the steady move to EVs and hybrids, changing business models, a younger generation that maybe just doesn't have the same driving aspirations as generations in the past. A lot of different dynamics in the auto industry today, so we're going to dive into all of them. Actually, we're going to drive into all of them with Jim Tolkien from the Automobile Dealers Association of Metro Milwaukee. Jim will join us coming up after the first break. And another really evolving industry is grocery, without a doubt. We'll look at hiring trends, salaries, incentives, and more when we talk with Roundies in the second half of the show about their hiring event and what they're doing to kind of drive business during this upcoming holiday season. But first, as we do to begin each and every show, let's go to Up.
Now it's time for the 1, 2, 2. Up on the Upswing.
Saw this story in the New York Times over the weekend. Grandparents going gone? It's really interesting when you look at trends in terms of the aspirations of, you know, people in late 50s, 60s. A growing number of Gen Xers and baby boomers are kind of facing that, I don't know, that sometimes painful fact that they're never going to become grandparents. A little more than half of adults 50 and older have had at least one grandchild since 2021. And this is down nearly 60% since 2014. Falling birth rates, more U.S. adults are saying they're unlikely to ever have children. For a variety of reasons, whatever it is, they're just not having as many kids. So you got to really look at the social dynamics and the economic implications of this, labor force and productivity challenges, maybe consumer spending patterns. You know, child-free adults may just have more disposable income to spend. Healthcare and social services, kind of the aging population, fewer young people could strain that healthcare and social security systems in the future. Inheritance and wealth transfer, you know, with fewer kids, there just may be more changes in how wealth is transferred between generations. Something to keep an eye on. A lot of people are talking about it, but just, you know, not as many people becoming grandparents, and a lot of people want to become grandparents. So an interesting problem that we can all look at. Next, number two, blue skies. For Blue Sky, Threads and Blue Sky are rival social networks that kind of look a lot like Elon Musk's X, or the former Twitter. They've seen a big, Blue Sky in particular has seen a big influx in new users since election night in the U.S. as people are seeking alternatives. Blue Sky is this decentralized social network originally funded by Twitter, but it's added more than 700,000 new users in the past week and now has 14 million total accounts, up from 10 million in September alone. The rate increase is not the fastest the site has ever seen, but it added 1 million new signups in just 3 days after X was shuttered in Brazil a few months ago. So you look at kind of the increase of Meta's platform, which is Threads, and Blue Sky. There's a lot of new community being built online and something to keep an eye on as we continue this post-election world that we're all living in. All right, one thing I want to keep an eye on is what the cost of my next car is going to be. The one guy that knows all that information is Jim Tolkien from Adam. Jim is going to join us coming up after this break. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Jim Tolkien. Jim is the president of ADAM, the Automotive Dealers Association of Metro Milwaukee. Jim, I appreciate you taking time and being in the studio this morning.
Glad to be here.
Of course. So I've seen a couple national stories, and we were talking before the show a little bit. Like, Bloomberg had a big story on soaring prices that are kind of pushing buyers of previously owned vehicles look at different options. They're seeing, wow, you know, cars are getting really expensive, leases are getting more expensive, and wow, maybe it's time to just look at used cars. So I thought, all right, you're seeing all this cost explosion stuff on a national level, but what's really happening on the local dealer level? What's happening there?
Well, on the local level, it's really no different than the national level.
Yeah.
Because a dealer in California or a dealer in Wisconsin or a dealer in Florida, they all pay the same price for the car. Invoice is invoice no matter where you are. So to answer the question, yes, the price of new cars has exploded.
Yeah.
Part of it is because of the new options, the new electronics, the new accident avoidance measures and equipment on vehicles, the automated or self-driving features that are on, like automatic brights on and off. Automatic cruise control. When you get within a certain distance of a car in front of you, it shuts off. And then it'll shut back on when there's enough distance in front of the others. Automatic parking features. So, for example, the average price of a new car
right now
is about $44,900.
Okay.
And that, believe it or not, is about $750 less than from a year ago.
Wow. All right.
The reason is there's inventory.
Yeah. And dealers want to
sell.
They have to
move cars.
But there also is, I feel like, in the car game, that there's way more transparency than there ever was. On both sides of the coin, if you will.
There absolutely is. Dealers advertise. For example, online advertising is basically, they have to give a price where they'll get a person interested.
Mm.
And the margins, the gross margins, is about 3.9% on a new car. The net, about 2%.
Mm.
So there aren't any secrets anymore between consumers. If a consumer wants to get an idea, for example, of what their trade-in might be worth, there's plenty of materials right online.
Yeah.
They don't have to buy a guidebook. They can go to Kelley Blue Book or any other similar situation, and they can get a very good estimate of what their used car is going to be worth. And by going online and seeing what dealers are advertising, you can get a very good idea of what the ultimate purchase price is going to be.
Yeah. And what is that relationship between the manufacturers and the local dealers? How has that changed during your tenure at ADAM? And what impact has that had on the local market?
There really hasn't been a significant change.
Yeah.
The dichotomy between dealers and the manufacturers are pretty similar.
Yeah.
One of them being when they have lots of production, and they have employees, the manufacturers, that are going to get paid, whether they're working or not. They need to move cars.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, are pushing dealers in which to take them. And in turn, the dealers understand, and the manufacturers understand what the average transaction price is. So they help in the sense that they increase incentives.
Yeah. What are you saying? Obviously, drivers seem to be driving their cars longer. What impact does that have on the market?
Significant.
Yeah.
It's coming back, though. You sell fewer new cars.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take in fewer trades, and then the trades values go up because there's fewer of them. It's turning around, though. For example, this year, about 15.7 million new cars are going to be sold, which is up significantly from a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, you know, more transparency.
Yeah.
But overall, it will damper the overall number of car sales.
What about the lease birth versus buy mentality of today's auto consumer? How has that changed?
Well, not significant. It's changed from during COVID, and then when there was difficulty getting computer chips for vehicles, where the acquisition cost under the lease was so high, it made the lease payment very high.
Mm-hmm.
But that has come down, and the incentives for leasing is one of the big things right now, which is bringing things more into line. So if you always have to have a relatively new car, and you don't put on, we'll say, more than 12 to 15,000 miles a year, leasing is a very good alternative. Yeah.
When we come back, I want to talk about those incentives and rebates, because I think there's maybe a misconception in the marketplace that, well, incentives aren't what they used to be. But the reality is it's kind of the exact opposite. We're talking with Jim Tokin of Adam. This is The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We are presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Jim Tolkien from Adam, talking about changes in the auto buying industry and at your local dealer, wherever you're going in to buy or lease your car. So, Jim, we were talking over the break, and I'm getting a couple of talking text lines at 855-616-1620. One texter from the 414, just really talking about the increase of the large computer screens in new cars. And you have every safety feature imaginable. You know, some want just the simpleness of your, right? Are those cars still available? And are you seeing on a dealer level that people are coming in and say, I don't want all this stuff in front of me anymore?
I can speak for my daughter.
Okay. All right.
And she's a buyer and leaser of cars. And she loves the big screens.
Yeah.
She loves all the safety features on the cars. But yes, you can get, in some of the cars, some of that equipment is now standard. I think the size of the screens are pretty much standard in any particular model of any particular brand of car. But some of those automated features, yes, you don't need to get everything.
Yeah.
But what dealers are mostly going to do is stock those cars that sell the quickest.
Yeah.
And so would a majority be free of most of those options? Unlikely.
Mm-hmm.
But available.
Yeah. Are there any unique characteristics of the Milwaukee market or maybe even Midwestern drivers that kind of set us apart from the rest of the country?
Well, I think there is.
Yeah.
And formerly being a dealer, I think there is. More conservative in spending money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about politically. I'm talking about spending habits.
Yeah.
And are very cautious and want to stretch their dollar as far as they can and don't have a need to have necessarily every single option available. Not quite as extravagant. Sometimes more difficult to sell a car to.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get them to buy or lease a car from you, you're more likely to have a customer for a very, very long time.
Yeah, we're talking with Jim Tolkien of the Auto Dealers Association of Metro Milwaukee. What about, obviously, online shopping and digital showrooms have changed the game a little bit. How have dealers adapted to that?
They end up being at the end of the buying cycle.
Hmm.
But when they get inquiries, most of the time a customer, because of online shopping and even be able to buy a car online, have a wealth of knowledge. So those that answer those phone calls or when they come into the dealer have to be well-versed on the cars, well-versed on the options, what the options do, what options you can have, what ones that are standard, the ones you can eliminate. And effectively, it speeds up the buying process.
Yeah.
When the customer comes in with more knowledge.
Yeah, there's so much more data on both sides that I feel like that transparency is truly there. The last car I leased, the exchanges We're all cataloged. I got email. It was just so much more communication, and it made me as a consumer feel like, wow, if I'm going to have this car serviced, I'm going to go back to the dealer because they understand my needs.
Very much so. And if it's a new car or a used car and it's the brand that they sell, they have techs that have been specifically trained on if it's a, we'll say it's a Cadillac store.
Mm-hmm.
They're trained on Cadillac and on GM products.
Yeah.
It's a Buick GMC. They're trained on those.
So we only have about 30 seconds here, but what's not selling right now?
Cars. Not automobiles, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But
is it the SUVs? Is it the higher end?
It's just the percent. If you want to compare the percentage of cars compared to trucks, it's just generally less than 20%, 15 in Wisconsin and in our area, maybe 12-14% of the vehicles sold are cars, and the 86% are light duty trucks.
Yeah.
Pickups, small crossovers, traditional SUVs is what's selling.
All right, Jim Tolkien from the Auto Dealers Association of Metro Milwaukee. I appreciate your time and insights this morning. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Commerce and community, that's what we do. On The Upswing, Jim Tolkien from Adam, one kind of parting note here. Let me know that February 22nd, 2025 is the first day of the Greater Milwaukee Auto Show, and it'll be the first year in the new portion of the Baird Center here in downtown Milwaukee. So it runs February 22nd through March 2nd. I always love the Auto Show. A good way to see all the new features and cars in one space. So it begins February 22nd. Today, Roundy's has an all-store holiday hiring event. Begins at 2 p.m., runs through 7 p.m. Seasonal hiring, obviously in full festive swing for employers, retailers, grocers all around the state as they prepare for additional demand, especially in the grocery space. So Nicole Fickoff is the division HR leader at Roundy's. Nicole joins us on the phone this morning. Nicole, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So where are you on just your biggest, most pressing hiring needs, and kind of what have been the hardest positions for you to fill?
Sure. So again, really just thank you for the time, for allowing us to speak about our hiring event that we are having across all of our stores this afternoon. Really, we look to bolster all stores and all departments, especially as we head into the holiday season. So whether that be, you know, a new associate just coming in for their first job on our front ends and being able to provide great customer service to all of our customers, or skilled roles such as our meat cutters or cake decorators and bakers, we are welcome to it all. We're really looking forward to welcoming some new associates and welcoming them into our family.
Yeah. So what about first-time 16-year-olds who are looking for that first job? Is that grocery store opportunity kind of still on their radar? And I'm kind of asking because we have a 16-year-old home at home, and I'm like, all right, maybe just go to Roundy's and get your first job, buddy.
Yes, absolutely. We would love to have him. So 16-year-olds are absolutely welcome, and that's actually an age that most of our long-tenured associates got their start, including myself. I was that 16-year-old at home.
So where'd you start?
My parents.
What was your first job? What were you doing?
So I was a cashier in our store in St. Francis. Yeah. So that was a number of years ago, but I still remember the time fondly. And it's really great because we offer an unprecedented amount of flexibility for our students where they can really still come and start their careers with us, but also have that flexibility in scheduling so they can attend all of the different extracurriculars and school events that we know are so critical and important to them. So whether that be, you know, somebody that's just coming off of their high school football season and is looking for a new opportunity, or, you know, somebody that's heading into their basketball season that we need to work around practices and games, we have that flexibility, and we've got shifts available for those folks that come join us.
Good, good. So what has the impact? And whenever we talk grocery shopping, people want to weigh in on the self-service checkout. From a business standpoint and a hiring standpoint, how has the self-service lanes impacted what you're seeing at Roundy's day-to-day?
You know, we've got customers that want to shop in a variety of ways nowadays, right? So we have folks that really prefer to use that self-checkout to kind of get in and get out. And then we've got folks that, you know, want to use our manned checkout lanes. But then we also have customers that wish to use our pickup services or even our Kroger delivery services. So we want to make sure not only throughout this hiring event, but all year long that we're bringing in associates that can fill all of our customers' needs. So whether that be being able to staff more folks at our open checkout lanes or really that pickup experience where we have more associates available to pick those orders and deliver them car side to our customers.
All right. When we come back, I want to, Nicole, I want to have you give us kind of a rundown on the variety of jobs. Kind of look at a little bit into the salary and hourly wages that are offered. And then what does training and development look like as you start at a certain level? And what are those aspirational jobs that are available at Roundy's? This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. I always love this time of the year. You're getting ready for Thanksgiving. You may be going to the grocery store a little bit more, putting together those lists, looking for, you know, the right ingredients to make the meal absolutely perfect. But all the grocery stores are looking to hire and hire and hire. Roundy's has an all-store hiring event today from 2 to 7. Nicole Fickow is the division HR leader at Roundy's, joins us on the phone today. So, Nicole, as you look at like the total headcount across Roundy's in Wisconsin, what are we looking at for the number of employees?
Sure. So we have over 12,000 associates across our 105 retail Wisconsin in Wisconsin, and really excited to add more with today's event. So we've got, you know, stores all the way as far south as Racine, Kenosha, or Monroe, all the way up to Eagle River, Phillips. So across all of those locations, we're really excited to see folks come in and interview with us today.
And give us a rundown of some of the jobs and maybe a little insight into the salary and kind of hourly wages of some of the positions available.
Sure. So we've got positions available across all varieties, right? So like we said before, whether that be that student that's coming in for their first job and where they would kind of start entry level, all the way to we actually have what's called an assistant store leader training program that we're recruiting for right now as well. So those leaders with a little bit more experience that can come on and join us for a 15-week training program that we have developed to really prepare them for the next steps in their careers into a salaried role with the company that really opens up a variety of different roles across our entire enterprise that they would then be eligible for.
And training and development then, like in terms of managerial training, you know, even access to, you know, credits or insights for kind of ongoing education, is that available at Roundy's?
Yeah, it absolutely is. We have an absolutely incredible training program. So it starts off really with our comprehensive orientation and onboarding program that we offer to all of our associates, right? It's really critical that they have all of the information that they need to be successful with us. And then we move into role-based training and development. So whether that be, you know, a cashier that's learning how to run a register or a department leader that we put through a department leader development program. And then, again, that assistant store leader development program that we have that really sets folks up for success long term. We do have benefits as well for our folks as far as educational leave of absence and tuition reimbursement that is an absolutely incredible benefit that we offer to our folks to really continue both their careers and their education while they're working for us.
What's your sense just on the general job market now? Are you seeing a big influx of demand? Or, you know, this election time of the year is always, there's kind of nervous energy on all sides, right? But are you seeing like, hey, wow, there's a lot of demand for the jobs that we have open?
Yeah, and, you know, obviously this time of year as we're really ramping up for the holidays, we know that the needs in our stores are going to increase just because we are seeing so many more customers visit us so much more frequently. But the great part about the roles that we have to offer, it's not just a temporary role throughout the holidays. We're really looking forward to bringing these folks on through the hiring event today and having them stay with us long term. So we have opportunities, you know, well beyond the holidays that they can grow their careers with us and really make it something that is not just, you know, a temporary position or a part-time role, something that they can really grow in and ultimately support their families with.
Very good. All right. And that's this coming weekend. You're officially kicking off the holiday season, right? Bunch of holiday inspiration, probably some more samples in all the stores, I'm guessing.
Yes, absolutely. We have what's called our holiday open house this weekend at all of our stores. So that's from 10 to 5 this coming Saturday. So, you know, whether it be that you're really just looking forward to picking up some of the ingredients that you need to make the old family favorites, or you're looking forward to getting new ideas and new entertaining thoughts as you host people for the holidays, we're really looking forward to welcoming our customers into the stores this weekend for that.
Very good. Nicole Fickow from Roundy's. Nicole, I appreciate your time this morning. Enjoy the rest of the week.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening to The Upswing. This is WTMJ.
Is that coffee?
That's it. I'm getting 100 cups of coffee starting now.
Time for a quick look at your coffee and how much it costs. It's the Upswing's Coffee Index.
Smells good.
Welcome back to the Upswing. Maybe you're on your second cup of coffee. You know, it's getting closer to lunchtime, but we haven't done a coffee index in a while. So I stopped at the Stone Creek Factory store this morning, right by the Intermodal. Just, I love that location because you really get a good influx of people that are maybe like late for their train and running in, running out, a good mix of students, a good mix of business professionals. And I had some loyalty points, so my coffee was free this morning, Jazz. I left a dollar tip, you know, I felt like I had to. But the really cool thing, I got an email right after I did the app order, and it said, we hope you enjoyed your visit to this factory cafe. This space is where all the magic happens. In addition to our cafe, the factory is home to our roasting facilities and green coffee storage, and just gave me a whole rundown of what the building's all about. I thought that was really cool to get. Jess, where'd you go for coffee this morning?
Wow, you're just showing me up. I mean, first of all, that place looks great on the inside. It's very good vibes. Oh, yeah. I just went to the Dunkin' Donuts inside the Chase building.
Okay, I love Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
So, my car's in the shop. I'm kind of holding out and getting a rental car because, I mean, my insurance is covering part of it. But anyway, I took the bus. It's right there by this bus stop. I wanted to be a little adventurous because I couldn't just keep getting regular coffee, though. I want to spice it up. And, you know, there's always holiday drinks at Dunkin'. So, I spent about $5.38 for this holiday cookie specialty latte.
Ooh, okay.
It tasted pretty good, although it's weird because once you get to the bottom, there's cookie crumbles at the bottom, but when you take a sip, it's like you're having that bad coffee where all the grounds just are sitting, but then you kind of have that crunch like, oh, nope, those are cookies. That's nice.
Dessert for breakfast. I kind of like it.
Well, that's a lot of those. That's a lot. That's what Starbucks and Dunkin' are all about.
Yes,
I don't know
indeed.
About you.
All right. We haven't done Try Take Buy in a while either, so let's go Try Take Buy. So, one thing you need to try, we're talking grocery stores this morning. I want to make sure that as you prepare for the upcoming holiday season, wherever you live, whatever your local community is, that you make a holiday restaurant list. You're going to have friends and family coming in. You're going to be like, wow, we're going to need somewhere to go on this Friday or Saturday night. Have a list of the places that you've always wanted to go to. So when friends or family say, hey, where do we need to go? That you have that list prepared and ready to go. My take, I really think that kind of unlike Trump's first term, when entertainment kind of became this ground zero for resistance, it feels like maybe the industry, at least on the media and entertainment side, is going to, you know, maybe make a little bit nice now and look at additional M&A. And synergies. So I think you're going to see a lot of partnerships and a lot of discussions around mergers in the entertainment and media space. My buy, I'm going to keep it festive this morning. The Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra is doing a live score with the Muppets. Well, the Muppets aren't going to be there, but it's the Muppets Christmas Carol this season. And you can experience this Dickens holiday classic with the Muppets Christmas Carol playing in the background and the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra playing in front of you. Kermit and the gang help Ebenezer Scrooge, played by actor. If you've seen the movie, Michael Caine plays Scrooge in this model. It's really good. It's a great adaptation. You can kind of get the redemption and holiday spirit of the Ebenezer Scrooge story. The Symphony Orchestra plays the score, and then you watch the movie. And it's a great, wonderful family experience. Tickets also pretty affordable, starting at only $45. So put that on your buy list. Maybe buy it as a gift or just get it for the family. Whatever you do, have fun this festive season. Coming up next, we're going to do some business headlines.
These are your business headlines from the Milwaukee Business Journal.
A new Wingstop location aiming to open in 2025 is moving forward on Milwaukee's south side with a recent request for an occupancy permit. This will be the popular chicken chain's fourth location in the city, and there's more on the way. A luxury penthouse in Milwaukee that's been on the sale block for more than a year now has a lower asking price. The condo in the Third Ward is now listed for about $2.8 million, with the property's broker saying he expects more interest now that the U.S. presidential election is over. A major developer has a spec warehouse in the works in the fast-growing city of Oconomowoc. The building would be about 225,000 square feet, with Chicago developer HSA Commercial Real Estate saying it could hold one to four tenants. I'm Timothy Gibbons with MilwaukeeBusinessJournal.com on 620 WTMJ.